You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I only want to kind of pick and choose from this note that we got from listener Amber. I'm just going to read the first part of it because she goes on about some other things. But just the overall point that she's trying to make, I think, is kind of funny. She says, I was looking everywhere for a certain pitcher I use when I make iced tea and couldn't find it. I asked my partner. She pointed to the cabinets over the refrigerator. We got into a whole argument about that space because I say it's not even supposed to be used. And then she goes on and on and on about, you know, the whole, why does that even exist? Why did they put cabinets in the space above a fridge since nobody can reach them? It should just be like some sort of decorative panel, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting here laughing as I read this because I would imagine in the average person's home, there are some exceptions, but in the average person's home, that is a place where glasses and mugs and such go to die because once you put them up there, you never see them again.
That's correct. We put a little, the little appliances that we never use go up there to die. Like the quesadilla maker is up there. I think we've got a donut maker that's up there.
Right.
Like an old coffee grinder, I think. We also love that spot for hiding things from the kids. So if we have little snacks or something that we like to nibble on, we'll put them up there. Or if there's anything in general that you want to hide from the kids, we shove it up there because they can't reach it. It's the best spot.
They're going to get wise to it eventually and start getting a stepladder out of the garage or something. It is an interesting space, and I'm curious if our listeners do anything unique with that space up there other than hiding things from their kids, which totally makes sense to me.
Yeah. You know, growing up, that's where my parents kept all the liquor, too, if I recall. They kept all the liquor way up high.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be sneaking a little taste here and there. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But it is a funny spot because you generally put things up there and you forget that they're even up there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Until you go to move and you got to clean out that cabinet. And you're like, oh, there's a lot of stuff up here that we'd never used.
We have this... There's a giant island in the kitchen. It's a really large island. It's a favorite thing about the... I'm not crazy about the way our kitchen is set up in general, but this island is spectacular. But underneath the part where, you know, the stools are pushed in, there's some panels, but there's no handle on them. There's no door or anything like that. It's just panels. And it turns out, we found out, those panels come off, and there are cabinets under there, and the former owner had a bunch of stuff still in there. It had been years since she moved away. She had forgotten all about it because it's such a hidden, out of sight, out of mind space. Kind of like above the refrigerator, which is a silly space.
It
because
is a
you
silly
just can't
space.
Use it.
I know a lot of people put like their cookbooks up there, you know, just to store cookbooks up and out of the way. Brad says he puts his bourbon up there. Okay, there you go. More alcohol.
Sue says spare light bulbs go up there.
Fair enough. Okay, that's a good spot. Yeah.
Alex has a different twist on this. He says, we use that space to put stuff we don't want to lose. If we can't touch it, it can't go away. Yeah. That's an interesting spin. You're not going to misplace anything because nobody ever gets up there.
Ever.
Cindy, that's where I keep all my holiday trays and platters, like for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter.
Yep. That's
and
good.
My rarely used spring form cake pans.
Nobody yes. ever uses those.
If you only have to get your Christmas stuff out like that once a year, there's
That's
a good spot for
great
it.
Great spot for it because it's so inconvenient.
You open the door with your family putting their booze
there's
up
a lot
there.
Of
now
liquor.
We're getting all sorts of those.
A lot of liquor coming
People
in.
Keeping the booze up there. So you have to tell us, what in the world do you stash in a spot like above the fridge? Rob says, it's funny you say that's where stuff goes to die. A year ago when our refrigerator almost broke, the repairman said that new refrigerators are way bigger, and most houses don't even have those cabinets anymore.
They don't.
I don't
it's
know.
Funny.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true, because we got a new refrigerator a couple years ago, and I actually had to go in with the Sawzall and saw the bottom lip off of those cabinets for the refrigerator to slide in underneath it.
Huh.
Because I was hitting it, clink, 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 and I was like, well, it's not going back, so give me the saw.
You know, it's just maybe that's a sign of fat America that you talk about on this show, is that our refrigerators have to get bigger to accommodate all the stuff we want to shove
food.
In our face. I don't understand why refrigerators are built into particular spaces anyway, because I had that problem when I replaced the fridge when I lived over there by Cherry Creek State Park. It was one of those fridges where they built everything around it. Cabinet above, there was even like a cabinet wall thing on each side of the fridge.
Okay.
And to me, that doesn't make sense, because then you are so limited when your refrigerator, as we know in America, your refrigerator is going to break within just a few years. Then you are, you know,
required to get that size. Yeah,
you're resigned to just that size. Really, refrigerators should go in a space in the in the kitchen where anything can fit. They shouldn't build them in anymore. Hmm.
Well, it looks nice, though.
Does it, though?
It's clean. I mean, you got to make it look like the fridge was never there. No, where's the fridge? I'm walking in the kitchen. The fridge?
Okay, so now that's another funny thing, because you remember that house over there by Cherry Creek State Park. And it was one of those where the fridge is designed, and it came with a house. I didn't choose this. Where the fridge has the stuff on the front that makes it look like it blends in with all the cabinets.
Yeah.
And I laugh at that because I'm like, why do we need to camouflage a refrigerator? Like, what's the point in saying, you walk in, even see where it is.
Marco Polo. It's a pretentious thing to do. It's the pretentious thing to put the doors on the front. They put the door on the dishwasher, too. So you're like, where's the dishwasher?
It's so dumb.
That's a high-class thing, Dom.
Is it high-class?
It's high-class. You know, you've made it.
I submit to you that it's the opposite end. I'm going to say doing that is more trailer park-ish than Cherry Hill.
Oh, no, it's classy.
Oh,
the downside is you can't put magnets on your fridge when you do that. That's
exactly.
The only downside.
That's exactly right.
Which I forbid on my fridge anyway, but that's a whole nother story.
That's another comment. Yeah, it's another,
no magnets.
Another segment. For
magnets
another time.
Are trashy.
Colleen brings it all home and just says, I hate those cabinets with a passion. Okay.
She
that's
must
fine.
Be short.
Right. And then Kirsten says, when we redesigned our kitchen, we took those cabinets out and just put up shelves to put decorative stuff.
Oh, okay. Stuff that'll get dusty. Stuff that you'll never dust.
That's about right.
And look at Barb coming in with the picture of her fridge with the screen on the front playing Mix 100 right from her fridge.
Oh, my God.
Somebody paid too much for their fridge. Somebody's got some extra cash to throw around. Dang.
When I replaced my fridge, I looked at those high-tech ones like that. And my decision was, that is something that will break even quicker than the other stuff.
I don't need cameras in the fridge, is what I discovered.
And you also got those fancy fridges, right, that will communicate with your phone and tell you when you're out of stuff.
I
need more milk.
I don't need that.
Here's Kelly on the phone. Hey, Kelly, what do you got to say about those cabinets?
Well, the cabinets is pretty much worthless, so instead of paying that $3,000 for that screen above the fridge, I put a shelf and I put a TV up there.
Oh, a little TV. Doesn't that hurt your neck, though, when you're watching TV? You're like, looking up.
Craning to see it?
No. From the breakfast bar, it's nice and easy watching the news in the morning.
How big's the TV?
36.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not a small TV.
That's not a small TV.
Do you have it like tilted down a little bit or something?
Just a little bit. Just to get the glare from the lights down.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of like that. That probably looks pretty cool.
Right, Kelly, thank you for being on the show, my man. Have a great
day.
See
you.
Yep. More boys.
So that's one possibility, I guess. You put a TV up there?
Yeah.
Because we don't have enough screens in our lives.
Right.